The next case was Hugh versus McCasey, and the attorneys agreed to waive argument on that. So we'll move to the next case, the United States versus Gallardo.
Good morning, Your Honors.
Gooley? Ms. Gooley?
Here on behalf of Aniceto Gallardo. This case involves only a sentencing issue as to whether a two-level enhancement should be applied for the use of a special skill. Mr. Gallardo was driving a tractor trailer used to haul automobiles, so it was an open trailer. He was stopped for speeding and consented to a search of the cab of his truck, and in the cab they recovered was a little over 50 kilograms of cocaine under the sleeping bunk. Our position is that the district court clearly erred in determining that the use of a special skill, in this case the possession of a commercial driver's license, significantly facilitated the commission of this offense. This court has held that a CDL, commercial driver's license, is a special skill. But the cases decided by this court upholding an enhancement have all involved much more use of the knowledge of the truck driver than the instant case. In United States versus Lewis, where the enhancement was upheld, the driver actually had knowledge of where a load of food would be. He knew how to actually hook up that load to his cab of his trailer to haul it. He knew how to keep it refrigerated so that it wouldn't spoil. And he had knowledge of what different receipts would be asked for if he were stopped by the police that he could show that it was a legal load. In United States versus Tolar, which involved a actual drug offense, the defendant in that case actually owned a trucking business and used that as a front for transporting large amounts of drugs. When his business was searched, over approximately 477 kilos of cocaine were recovered, as well as over 2,000 kilos of marijuana. In the third case, United States versus Smith, again involved a theft of goods by a person who possessed a commercial driver's license. And he was actually hired to haul the load from Massachusetts to, I believe it was Iowa. And instead of hauling the load, he decided to sell the goods, stopping at points along the way. He had the knowledge, based on his skill as a truck driver, to conceal his location by disabling the tracking device in the truck. And he had selected locations along the route where he selected to sell the stolen goods.
Now, why was your client's truck stopped?
For speeding.
And the officer had some suspicions about it also. What was that?
There were several different ones, Your Honor. There were new tires on an old cab. The cab had a support, the trooper's sticker on it, which raised his suspicion. And I think there was some.
Were there some licenses or some kind of stickers or something that were expired or something? Or
no, I don't believe so.
All that was up to date.
Yes. Yes.
So that, at least from a commercial standpoint, would be something that he would know about. And I wasn't sure, but he had all those up to date. So as far as new tires on an old truck, that doesn't you can't condemn somebody for that. I guess tires wear out at some point. But it just seems that I guess it was in the pre-sentence report or something where he actually said, well, he was going to pick up a load of cars at some place.
Correct, and he could not give the actual location where he was going to be picking up the cars. It was just in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
You know, Ms. Gooley, although the 50 kilograms of drugs that were carried in this case may have fit into the trunk of a car, wouldn't the resultant weight in the trunk over 110 pounds have been more readily observed by someone outside the vehicle than would be the case if the drugs were in the cab of a truck?
I don't necessarily think so, because a lot of adults weigh a lot more than 100 pounds, and even sitting, like if we have three large adults in the back seat of a vehicle, is going to weigh the car down.
Yeah, but, you know, large adults, unless they've been kidnapped, normally don't end up in the trunk of
right,
the car.
Right, but I'm saying even
and
in the
I
back.
Mean, the weight is, you know, further back.
Well, and I could even see, though, if someone's carrying a lot of luggage in their trunk, that, you know, it easily can be 100 pounds of luggage in the trunk. Suitcase I have right now seems to weigh a lot when
sure.
I'm carrying it.
Let alone the weight on your shoulders.
But I think to uphold the enhancement in this case would be basically saying that any time a truck driver commits an offense, that this two-level enhancement is going to apply for a special skill. In this case, I don't think that his special skill of having a CDL significantly facilitated this offense.
Well, he had a place to hide it in that it's only in trucks where you have a bed and something where you could put all that under the bed. I don't know what type of space the 50 kilograms take up, but it's not small. I assume it's at least something bigger than the podium here. So it's got to be some extra room, but not obvious. Obviously, if you have a truck that you're hauling stuff, the first place you look is in whatever the truck. Well, this one was empty, so he had an excuse not to have a load because he's going to pick it up. At least that's what he says.
Correct.
It would have been better if he'd said he's going to pick it up at some place, which they may or may not have checked out. But the fact is he did use that basis for why he's driving that particular vehicle, to perhaps avoid a search. That's what he's doing. And I guess that's what truck drivers do when they go to pick up a load. You got to have an empty truck first, and then you go pick them up and bring them back, I guess. I don't know. But I'm just looking at trying to tie it into the commercial aspect of it as opposed to any old vehicle.
Correct. But I also think, Your Honor, that actually these truckers are involved in a lot more inspection than a regular vehicle would be, and that having to stop at different truck stops and showing paperwork and being checked and questioned, to me they're undergoing a closer scrutiny than just somebody driving an automobile.
And someone could argue, well, yes, that closer scrutiny means that if they had all those other papers in order and knew where he was going, he would have been sent on his way. I guess that's could be a protection as well as a liability. I'm not sure. Having never driven a truck, I don't know what the pros and cons of that are.
I don't either.
Well,
thank you.
All right, thanks. Scott?
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Angie Scott. I'm from the Southern District of Illinois, and I represent the government. Your Honor, our position here is that the district court correctly found that the use of Mr. Gallardo's commercial driver's license significantly facilitated the commission of this offense. As the court pointed out, the fact that he could drive this large truck made it more efficient for him to move this large load over the highways. This court itself noted in Toler that the ability to drive a semi-truck trailer allows for the transportation of larger quantities of drugs than that of a normal drug carrier, and that the driver of an 18-wheeler is harder to catch than a normal drug carrier. Here, we know that the amount of drugs that was found in the sleeping bunk was so big that it consumed the entire sleeping bunk in this truck. Discussing something Your Honor raised earlier, I believe, I'm sorry, it was Judge Rovner raised earlier, if the same amount had been in a trunk of a car, it's more likely that the trunk maybe would have lagged or brought some kind of attention. But the fact that it's in the semi, in the bed of the semi-trailer, probably made it easier to conceal this large amount.
You know, wasn't the use of the commercial license much more significant in Toler than it is here? I mean, Toler, you know, has this trucking business as a front, you know, to transport nearly 400 kilograms of cocaine, 2,000 kilograms of marijuana.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll go. I didn't cut you off.
No, that's okay. I'm
what are you mentioned that a commercial license does give more advantages. So why don't you recite those? What are they?
Okay, as we discussed, as you pointed out in Toler, then it allows them to transport a larger quantities of drugs. I mean, if say he had a closed truck, which of course he didn't have here, but just for instance, somebody had a closed truck, then they're liable or they're able to cover. To conceal a lot more cocaine than someone would in a regular vehicle.
But that isn't the case here.
That's correct, Your Honor. That was just an
example.
What
I'm a tiny bit worried about is that the guidelines require that the special skill have significantly, that's a big word, facilitated the commission or concealment of the offense. And do you think your argument reads the term significantly out of that provision?
No, I don't, Your Honor. In fact, I would point to what the district court pointed out here, which is, look, if you buy the argument that the defendant made down below, that just because this amount of drugs would fit in somebody's car, this enhancement shouldn't apply, then when will this enhancement ever apply? Because there's always going to, because if you think about it, you can almost always transport the same dope in a car that you can a truck. If you look at U.S. versus Lewis, which is this court decided, you talk about here, look, the fact that an average citizen might be able to accomplish this task is not dispositive. What's important here is whether or not it says, it may be that an average person can accomplish a task at which someone with special training or skill is adept. This does not, however, convert the activity in question to an ordinary, unspecialized activity. The fact that someone, in fact, the same argument was made in Smith. The truck driver said, look, anybody could have opened the back of this truck up and sold toys out of it. But this court said, no, it's the fact that you had this other, that your special skill helped you move this load, helped you disable the tracking device, which helped you be able to steal this load in the first place to sell these toys. I think here what we're talking about here is the fact that because of this large amount of drugs, because he had it hidden under his sleeping bunk, he was able to easily conceal it and easily transport this large amount of drugs. He also, because of his experience as a CDL, knew which decals to have on his truck. He knew what documents.
Not really.
The decals were pretty poorly done, as the state trooper noted. I mean, it looked like, according to the state trooper, it looked like some of them had been cut out by hand and just kind of taped on there. But he still knew which ones, even though he did a poor job putting them on there, which decals were needed. He knew what paperwork to give the trooper. To when the trooper stopped him, if not for the trooper's suspicion because of the support, the Florida trooper badge, the fact that the truck was newly painted, even though it was an old truck, it had new tires. If not for these other factors, he might have been able to get away with what he was doing.
But well, that's a little bit of the problem. I don't know how big it is, but had he done the things that somebody who is a commercial driver and pretty savvy knows what to do. Two things we just mentioned here. One, he would have known where he was going and have an address and at least be able to say that. And secondly, whatever these decals were that were perhaps looking phony or something, those would have been squared away. If everything were just right and the trucker knew what was going on, had all the whatever you have to have, a log and all that kind of stuff, and he knew where he was going, this probably would definitely just be a no-brainer. What makes this close is this guy didn't seem to live up to his commercial license ability.
Well, he didn't know. I mean, and I can't say that he was the one that particularly put the decals on there. I mean, it might have been the person. I mean, he worked for...
he did or didn't. It's his license that gives this enhancement. And
yes.
And he would have walked around the truck and looked at it and said, well, that's stupid. Cop will stop me. And I don't want that dumb sticker on there. Everybody knows that's phony. But I don't, you know, whatever his expertise was, that's, I think, what they're questioning.
But he did.
And I did mention myself about the fact that he, apparently that wasn't really part of the argument. It was just in the PSR about this idea that he was going to deliver a load of, or pick up a load of cars, which only a commercial license driver could do. He just didn't have the whole story together.
Right. He just, when they asked him where, he said one of those car lots, where he was going to pick these cars up. But, Your Honor, I would point out that he did know enough. He knew the paperwork to give the officer when he stopped. He knew that he was supposed to show him his fire extinguisher, I believe. I'm trying to think. And I believe there's like a little triangle thing you're supposed to have. However, when he went to give these things to the trooper, they were located in the sleeping bunk with the cocaine, and he, you know, tried to open it, and then all of a sudden said, oh, wait a minute, it's broken, which again was, you know, I mean, this was not the, you know, the smartest person in the world, but...
Is there anything other than mere speculation indicating that the use of the truck would allow him to concoct a better story as to the purpose of the trip than would be possible had he been using a car?
I think so, Your Honor. I mean, if he'd been using a car with this much cocaine in it and the, you know, the trunk is way down or whatever, I mean, what's...
You're hoisting me on my own petard.
Well, the first place, it seems like the in that case, the trooper is going to want to say, or you're going to ask them, well, why is your trunk so weighed down? Well, I just have luggage in there. Okay, is it okay if I look? If he opens the trunk, it's going to be right there. If he opens the door of this sleeper or this tractor trailer, he's not going to see anything but a sleeping bunk. So that's more easily concealed. The only reason why he went into the sleeping bunk and found the cocaine was because the guy did eventually give a consent to search the semi-tractor. So I think it was a lot easier concealed here. I mean, I think you would have had more possibility of someone. I mean, if someone's got this car that's way down the back, the officer's probably going to get a drug dog to sniff around it. I mean, there's going to be a lot more suspicion there. I mean, for all he knows, this guy could have just been an idiot as far as, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, but just he didn't know what he was doing as far as the decals and things like that, but he had no reason to suspect that this person was necessarily transporting drugs.
This is a lot closer case. That's the hard part about it from our point of view.
Yes,
now,
and
now,
it is.
Now we're getting collapsing this thing down to something may or may not be, whereas the precedent is a lot easier.
I agree with you, Your Honor. I mean, I think it is clearer in Lewis and Smith especially that the guy's skill significantly facilitated the commission of the offense. But I think this is closer to Toler because in Toler, the only difference is that the defendant in that case was the owner of the business, which was being used to front this.
But you could never have carried that amount of drugs in Toler.
I'm sorry?
You couldn't have carried, you know.
In a car?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you couldn't. You couldn't. Unless you had a Hummer.
I don't know. Yeah, something like that.
Know.
But I see my time is up. I didn't know if you had any additional questions. If not, I'll sit down. Thank you. We would ask you to affirm. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Cooley?
I have nothing further unless there's any
additional
questions.
Oh, okay. Well, then we won't need your 2 minutes then.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. And you were appointed, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, we appreciate you accepting the assignment and your good work for your client.